From the AM 1050 WLIP newsroom, I'm Emily Jacobs. A 25-year-old Illinois man is dead after a shooting Sunday morning in Kenosha. The shooting happened around 1:40 a.m. in the parking lot of an establishment near 49th Street and 8th Avenue. Police say that 40 to 50 people had gathered there and an argument led up to the shooting. Police say they found the man on the sidewalk suffering from a gunshot wound moments before hearing the shots fired. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead and no other details have been released. The lawyer for the Kenosha police officer who shot Jacob Blake seven times in the back says his client told police he thought Blake was trying to abduct one of his own children. Brendan Matthews, the attorney for Officer Rustin Sheshke, told CNN that Sheshke also said Blake was holding a knife as he leaned into his SUV on August 23rd, and then he opened fire because Blake had twisted his body toward him. The Kenosha News reports that Blake's uncle, Justin Blake, said Saturday that the claim Blake was trying to kidnap his own child is gaslighting and outright lies. The shooting sparked nights of protests and unrest in Kenosha. Sheshke and the other officers at the scene were placed on leave. An Antioch teen accused of killing two protesters and injuring one days after Jacob Blake was shot by police in Kenosha is fighting his return to Wisconsin to face homicide charges. John Pierce, an attorney for Kyle Rittenhouse, said during a brief hearing Friday that he intends to fight extradition. Judge Paul Novak gave the defense 14 days to review papers and file pleadings ahead of an October 9th hearing. Rittenhouse surrendered to police in Antioch one day after the August 25th incidents. His attorneys have said Rittenhouse acted in self-defense. Former city planner and one of the founders of Kenosha's Harbor Market passed away on Saturday. Ray Forgiani, who influenced the redevelopment of Kenosha's lakefront, died due to complications of COVID. He helped lead redevelopment efforts of former factory sites, including the redevelopment of the Harbor Park area. In 2003, he helped to found and develop Harbor Market, serving as president of the market's board until his death. He is survived by his wife and his two daughters. Downtown Kenosha Incorporated has formed a finance committee to determine how to allocate over $250,000 in donations for Kenosha businesses damaged in the riots. The grant committee will begin meeting this week to finalize program guidelines and application standards. The program will focus on covering immediate needs from gaps in insurance coverage, short-term rental assistance, to cleanup costs associated with damages. The goal is to announce the application period the week of October 5th and then remain open for approximately 1 week. Wisconsin health officials reported 2,200 new cases of COVID. The fourth day in a row, the state has confirmed more than 2,000 positive tests. The Sunday update showed a positivity rate of 27.6%. For the more than 8,000 COVID tests processed in the past day. A single day record of about 2,800 cases was reported on Saturday. The death toll remained at 1,281 as no new fatalities were reported on Sunday. The COVID tracking project ranks Wisconsin third in the country behind North Dakota and South Dakota in the number of new cases per capita in the past 2 weeks. Meanwhile, Tim Vandertook has the Illinois numbers.
Illinois health officials have announced 1,604 new positive coronavirus tests with 14 related deaths. Of those, 98 of the positives came from Lake County, but no county fatalities have been recorded for the third straight day. Statewide, COVID-linked hospitalizations saw a sharp drop, while ICU use saw a small decrease. The statewide 7-day positive infection rate sits at 3.6%, while the Region 9 rate, that includes Lake County along with McHenry County, has fallen to 4.8%. Tim Vandertook, WLIP News.
And a federal appeals court has temporarily halted a 6-day extension for the counting of absentee ballots in Wisconsin. The decision Sunday by the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is a momentary victory for Republicans and the president in the key presidential battleground state. As it stands, ballots will now be due by 8 p.m. on Election Day. A lower court judge has sided with Democrats and their allies to extend the deadline until November 9th. Democrats had sought more time as a way to help deal with an expected historic high number of absentee ballots. Sunday's action puts Conley's order on hold until the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals or U.S. Supreme Court issues any further action. Aaron Rodgers passed for 283 yards and 3 touchdowns, and the Green Bay Packers remained unbeaten with a 37-30 victory over the Saints. The Packers take on Atlanta 1 week from tonight. Nick Foles threw 3 touchdown passes in the fourth quarter. The Bears rallied from a 16-point deficit for a 30-26 victory yesterday. They improved to 3-0 for the first time since 2013. The Bears play Indianapolis on Sunday at noon. Harrison Bader tripled and homered to help the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Brewers on the final day of the regular season, 5-2. Despite that loss, Milwaukee earned a playoff spot. The Brewers will play the Dodgers in Los Angeles in a best-of-three series starting on Wednesday. The Chicago White Sox fell to the Cubs yesterday, 10-8. Both teams are postseason bound. The NL Central champion Cubs are the third seed in the National League. They're going to host the Marlins starting Wednesday. The White Sox finished with the seventh seed in the AL. They travel to Oakland to take on the A's. That series will start tomorrow.